Let it be said of us that we live to be a blessing for life.
Welcome to the Before You Go Morning Show. A great day begins with good coffee, music, and encouragement. Our host, Pastor Tom Cox, shares down-to-earth insight into life's issues through the wisdom of the Bible. This broadcast is brought to you by New Song Church, a place to be loved, encouraged, and taught the Word of God.
Well, good morning. Pastor Cox coming to you again from New Song Church. We welcome you to our weekly broadcast, and we're so thankful again that you have chosen to listen to the Word of God this morning. And even many others that, before us and many after us are speaking the Word of God. Men that He's chosen and women have obeyed Him and began to speak and do the things that He wants us to do to be able to get the Word into your minds and hearts this morning. So thank you for listening to us, and we believe that the Word that we speak is going to help you and encourage you and bring you to a place that you can use your authority that God has given you as a believer. The Bible says that the signs will follow the believer, and that's raising the dead, healing the sick, laying hands on them, and the Bible says if you lay hands on them and pray for them, they will recover. And so I'm just saying that those things are the things that maybe sometimes we're missing as believers, that we need to be encouraged about that. And my job, I think, as a five-fold minister is to be able to share that with you so that you can be encouraged and do what God said that you could do. So anyway, we're welcome to have you this morning, and we want to pray that we're faithful to say the things that the Lord says to us this morning and to you, so that we are able to get across the Word of God to you in a way that encourages you and can help you in your walk as a Christian through life. Praise God. So thank you very much. Now, you know, all of us have heard about Romans chapter 8 in verse 28, and I hear it quoted all the time. But I think sometimes people take it a little out of context, but we're going to start with verse 28. And he said this, he said, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God." Now, if something turns out bad, evidently God wasn't in that. So, you know, if there's something that doesn't line up with God's goodness, and I'm going to have to say that probably wasn't God anyway, and you let the enemy, and we have let the enemy steal from us, and it happens all the time to God's people. The enemy comes in and steals from us. And that's what John 10:10 says. He said, "The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy." And Jesus said, "But I am come that you might have life, and that not just life, but that you can have an abundant life, an overflowing, superabundant life." And that's what we're going to talk about here in a little while. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. And God has a will and purpose for every person that comes into the kingdom. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son. Now, I want to say something right here, because people use this scripture and say, "Well, He predestined us before the world was, not to be saved or lost. He predestined us to be like, conformed to the image of His Son." So what He said was, to do everything that Jesus did, it has been predestined. The good works from the foundation of the world were preordained for us through what Jesus did at Calvary. And so we'll talk about that in depth at another time. But let's just go ahead and talk about this. In verse 30 He said, "And these whom He predestined, He called, and whom He called, He justified, and those whom He justified, He glorified. What can we say then to these things? If God be for us, then who can be against us?" So what I'm saying to you is that nobody has any more power than God. And God is willing to share His power with us on a daily basis. All you have to do is believe God has given you the right to use His power, and understand what Matthew 28 says. And you know, a lot of people assume that everything that takes place in their lives is because God ordered it. God don't order bad things. He said every good and perfect gift comes from above. Then how is it that you think, or people think, that something that's bad came from God? God don't have bad. In Jeremiah 29:11, he said that he came so that he has purpose for you, and he's called you to his purpose to do you good. I know the plans that I have for you, said the Lord, to do you good and not evil. God never does his people evil. You can't find where God does evil, any evil thing to people in the New Covenant. You can't find it there, my friend, because it's not there. So if we believe that we are called according to his purpose, then we have to change the way we think. There's got to be a paradigm shift in our lives, and we have to understand what he's saying to all of us. First off, God is not in control of our lives. Why? Not because he can't be, because he chooses not to be. Now, you know, right away people think, oh man, I don't agree with that. Well, prove that to me in the Word of God. I can prove to you another way. He's given us all authority. Matthew 28, 19 through 19 and 20. Yeah, all authority, he said, is given to me. Now you go and do, he said, you go and do what I've taught you, what you learned from me. He told the disciples, every one of them, he said, you go and do what I told you to do and what you learned from me, and teach others to do the same thing. I'm going to have to say that and tell the whole earth that it wasn't just for that generation, my friend. It was for all those who are Christians, who became Christians. In Acts, the second chapter, in verse 38, he said, and it's to all that are afar off. And you think, what? Yeah, it's for everybody. It's for everybody, and it's for those that weren't even thought about in those days and times. But God was thinking way ahead when he said all that. So let's go ahead and say that God's not in control of our lives, not because he can't be, because he chooses not to be. Now everything that happens to us is not God's will. You got to understand that. Bad things that happen to you are not God's will. God is for us. He's not against us. I just read you a scripture here in Romans 8. If God's for us, then who can be against us? Well, the enemy comes against us, but God is not going to make him leave you alone. I hear people pray, God, make the devil leave me alone. No, he's not going to do that. He is absolutely not going to do that. You have to use the authority that God has given you to stand against the works of the devil. Hello, use the word of God against him. When Jesus fought the devil, you know what he said? As it is written three times in the book of Matthew, well, in the Gospels, as it is written, every time the devil tempted him, he used the word of God against him. And I'm going to tell you that that's what we have to do. We've got to use the word of God. If you don't use the word of God, then you're going to get defeated. And that's the thing that people need to see, that everything that happens to us is not God's will. Let me tell you something. Sickness and broken relationships and monetary failure is not God's will. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. That word abundant there in the Greek is above what you need, enough that it's like an overflowing thing, so that it overflows in you. And you're to give some of it away. To who? Whoever needs it. Whoever God puts you in contact with. So failure is not God's will in your life. Failure is not God's will for anybody's life. He gave us the means to be able to be victorious all the time. But you know what the requirement is? That you learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he is our teacher. The Bible says that you have one to teach you. In 1 John, and over toward Revelation, 1 John 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, all through that little piece of scripture there in those five chapters, man, you'll find a lot of good stuff in there. Why? Because God wants us to understand that. You understand that sickness is not from God. When you don't have any money, that's not God's will, because God wants to bless you. He wants you to have more than enough. In the Old Testament, one of God's names was the God that's more than enough. So, you know what? That's the thing that you have to look at. So when we experience any of these things, it's not God's will for you to do that, but he's not going to get involved in it until you learn what you need to learn about that. And just simply, the bottom line is this, that we are not using our authority where we need to use it and how we need to use it. Because if you were using your authority, you could make the devil leave you alone. Because greater is he, 1 John 4:4, greater is he that lives on the inside of us than he that's in the world. That's who the devil is. And so that's the thing that we need to put our minds on and set our thinking on those kind of things. We need to learn to think like God thinks. The Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians that we have the mind of Christ. What? Yeah, you can think like him. We don't have to think like the Old Testament is. Your thoughts are not my thoughts and your ways not my ways. That's the old covenant. We have a new covenant now. It's called the New Testament. New will of God. The New Testament will of God is that you can think like God thinks because God lives on the inside of us. And that's what he said. He said, you're going to be born to Mary. He said, you're going to have a child. His name's going to be Emmanuel. Because Emmanuel means that God is with us. God stays with us all the time. He said, Jesus said, my Father and I will come and make our dwelling place in you. And he's done that. That's what salvation is all about. That means the Godhead moves in the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit is not destined our lives to failure. He's there to help you. And that's what Jesus said about him in John 14. He said he's one called alongside to help you in time of trouble, in time of need, when you don't know what to do. He's there. That's what he does. And he does such a good job of that. And he's such an encouragement to us. And he leads us in the right ways. You know, it's okay to make your own plans. But, you know, Proverbs chapter 16, I believe it is, verse 9, he said, man makes his plans, but God directs his steps. Now, that's the thing that we have to see. God's willing to let you make plans that you would like to do. He's not against what you do. But, you know, you got to get him involved in your life and let him help you plan the steps to get where you need to go. And that's the thing that I want you to just look at today. God, by grace, has provided everything for us. But we have to say so we have to say that that God's grace is in our life, so it matters in everything that we do. Our freedom to choose and to submit to God's provision. It's God's grace that we're able to get there. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's showing us what to do and making provision for us, and you know what? You still have the right to choose or not to choose. I don't want to do that. Well, then don't do it. But don't blame God for your failure. So that's the thing that I want to get across to all of us. The leadership of the Holy Spirit in our lives is so important. When you listen to him and he leads and guides you, you're not going to experience failure in your life. I can guarantee you the Holy Spirit does not make choices or influence us to make choices for failure in our lives. And so you might as well just say, God, you know, when I missed it, when I failed and done something I didn't have any business doing or missed the mark, which is a Greek word for hamartia, and it means just sin. So I just missed the mark, and it cost me because I didn't make the choice that you wanted me to make. I had to have my own way. I'm stubborn and had to have my own way and chose not to submit to you. But if I had submitted to you and what you told me to do, I would have had victory in this thing. But the way it was, I would do it my way, and I didn't do it my way. I mean, I did it my way, didn't listen to you, and guess what? I'm so sorry because I missed it and I rejected you, and now I have to pay the consequences of that very thing because I made a bad choice. Well, we're going to have to get off here today. God bless.
We thank you for joining us for today's Before You Go morning show. We hope that you were touched by today's conversation. If you have any questions or would like more information about this broadcast or New Song Church, call us at 812-754-1777 or connect with us on the web at www.newsongchurchscottsburg.com.